Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, specifically Venice Production Bridge. I'm Angelo Acerbi and I'm here with Pascal Dio, the director of Venice Production Bridge. Good morning.
Good morning, Angelo.
We are on the verge of the beginning of this 11th edition. It's 11 years.
Yes,
it's a
already.
Long time, huh?
Already, yes.
It seems always.
Time flies.
When you're having fun. Even if fun maybe is not the exact word. Listen, Pascal, 11th edition, which we knew a lot of. About the Venice Production Bridge, but there are some new features this year. So can you tell us something about the new aspects, the new sections?
Yeah, besides the usual suspects, yeah. As we could say, with the Venice Gap financing, the book adaptation rights market, the VOD market day, and the Europe in focus, this year we have been able to get back the Lazzaretto Vecchio Island,
which is so good
because before it was so dedicated to VR works. And now we have expand a little bit, and now we call it the Venice Immersive Island because we are not only speaking about VR but also AR, XR and Metaverse and all those kind of things. So for the first time we have far more immersive experts and professionals coming for this. We will have a special all the gap financing market projects, immersive projects will be on the island. We have specific panels for the VR, but also for all the new development of the metaverse and how everything could cope with each other. We will have to an exhibition area with two stands, one from Unifrance and the other one from Taika, which is a Taiwanese content company. And as you know, this year we have two countries in focus, France and Taiwan, which is normal.
And you still get an increase in numbers of attendees every year. So this year again, you already have like a larger number than the closing number of last year.
Yes,
right?
far bigger, and I do believe we will get back to the 2019 figures and numbers, and perhaps even more. That's what I like.
Yeah, that's what we hope. And why do you think, I mean, we talked about this many times, about the specificity of this market, which is not like a regular buyer's and seller's market, but it's much more focused on production. And how do you think that this is still so attractive to producers?
Because production is, first of all, to meet someone else. And so it's something that you can't do really online through Zoom or whatever. Producers need to meet either co-producer or financiers or sales agent and so on. So with the Venice Production Bridge, we are offering the whole chain of production to the producers, from the IP and the ideas till the broadcasting, all the distribution in theaters and so on. So it's for them to be able to come to a specific place like Venice and to be able to meet all those professionals who will help them to complete, to buy, to co-produce, to pre-buy their works, is what they are looking for. And it's true that this specificity is really important for us.
The presence of distributors should sound weird because you're focusing on production. The name is Venice Production Bridge. But distributors are here, and are they getting a lot out of their presence? Are they creating business anyway?
Yeah, because it's... And it's also due to the, I would say, outstanding programming from Alberto Barbera, the artistic director of the Venice International Film Festival, which has a really the sense of discovering new film and bringing back blockbusters from all over, not only American, but from all over countries. So the distributors now, they know that when they are coming to Venice, they will have world premiere of a very various range of different kind of films. And so what they say is that they prefer staying longer in Venice to be able to see as many films as possible and to skip Toronto Film Festival for this reason, and also because they have this collective consciousness now of the climate change, of the green, and so on, and so they are really now focusing on and really determining very well in advance what kind of festival and markets they will attend, and they are reducing the number, but they are staying longer in those markets.
The fear that we were having like 5-6 years ago even about the changing of the way of exhibit films that could be detrimental to cinemas is no longer fear, I believe. I think the VODs have proven that they can live together with cinema. Do you feel it's not an issue anymore?
I wouldn't say it's not an issue, because you have still some exhibitors or some distributors who have not really understood that the VOD and the platform are not going to replace the theaters, and not at all. It's another mean and another tool to consume, to enjoy watching films and all other things now, because most of the platform are not just working with films. Probably it's indeed targeting a different kind of audience, perhaps a younger audience and so on. But no, it's now even the platform have been evaluating themselves, trying to be more and more in connection with the theatrical world. And so they can, and especially, for instance, the European platforms who are trying to find alliances or output deals between them in order not really to compete, but at least to represent something against Netflix, Amazon, Disney Plus, and so on. And so they are now trying to produce all together directly, and that's it. This is a way. So and they are also thinking about opening some windows for a theatrical release in some of the European countries.
I think that the fact that the platform were supposed to be the boogeyman, you know, the bad guy, is gone, because platform can work for the films, for the cinema, and together with the cinema.
And yeah, because it gives also the opportunity to people who are never going to the cinema to watch cinema, and to give them even the attractiveness of going to a cinema to enjoy after that a collective experience that they can't have when they are in their sofa in front of their TV.
So we are going to talk again at the end of this, of your market, because now you have to go. So talk again in a week, and we will talk about figures and successes. So by that time, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Angelo. Production Bridge. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.